From the Noam Elimelech Parashat Bo, we're going to learn from the third Ma'amar. Depending on your version, my page is Kuf Lamed Zayin 137. The Ma'amar starts with O Yomar Bo El Paro. So we already mentioned yesterday that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to come to Paro, which already we addressed yesterday, why specifically come. I mean, if Hashem already has hardened Paro's heart, so why are you driving Moshe nuts? Just, you know, every time. And he tells him, come to Paro, because I have hardened his heart. So what's the point of constantly hardening his heart and telling Moshe to come? So we addressed that already yesterday. Now we'll continue, because the pasuk, the next pasuk that we're reading, it says, Bo el Paro, come to Paro, leman shiti, because I want to show everybody all the plagues and all the supernatural things that I'm going to do. I want to for the world to see, and to Mitzrayim to see what I'm going to do. Dehi nechtiv, it says, ani Hashem Elokecha, אשר רציתיך מארץ מצרים. So we find that in a couple places, but specifically in קריאת שמע that we read every day, it says, אני השם אלוקיך אשר רציתיך מארץ מצרים. הוא מקשים, and there's a question on that. למה מזכיר יציאת מצרים יותר מבריאת העולם? How can it be that the many times we find that we mentioning the Yetziat Mitzrayim, God of Mitzrayim, much more times than the creation of the world. In Kriyat Shema we mention Yetziat Mitzrayim, in Kiddush, in so many different places we constantly say Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim, Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. There's a holiday for the leaving of Mitzrayim. There's no holiday for creating the world, the creation of the world. Rosh Hashanah is not celebrating the creation of the world. Excuse me? This is to commemorate and to the creation of the world. But nevertheless, there's a question the Mefarshim ask, how can it be that the creation, that leaving of Mitzrayim is mentioned much more times, more than the creation of the world? Shezeu chidush v'atava gdola yoter. Really, when you're looking at it, the creation of the world is a much greater miracle. And not only that it's a greater miracle, it's a chidush. It's something that was never there. It's Yad Mitzrayim. Okay, so we were in one place and we moved to a different place. And the creation of the world? What are you talking about? The world was not even here. There was nothing there. Look at the miraculous act. How from some nothing became something and creating such a planet, such a world, such a... Unbelievable. How can it be that something that it looks secondary, like going out of Egypt, is mentioned much more than that? Ach be'emet... אך האמת שעיקר בריאת העולם היה בשביל התורה הקדושה. The meaning, the reason why Hashem created the world was only for the Torah. If it wasn't for the Torah, Hashem doesn't have any desire to create the world. So really, the creation of the world was only for the Torah. כדאית בבראשית, as it says in the book of בראשית, בשביל התורה שנקרא ראשית. The world was created for the Torah, because the Torah was called Reshit. ואז ביציאת מצרים התחיל חידוש התורה. And by leaving Mitzrayim, then really started the beginning of the Torah, because the Yetziat Mitzrayim was finalized in Matan Torah. I mean, the whole show that we just saw last week, the week before, this week, all the plagues, all the this production is all for Yetziat, for all the receiving of the Torah. So we think that that's it. Once they go out of Mitzrayim, that's it. We're done. But really, the process of Yetziat Mitzrayim was completed specifically when the Torah was giving. So really, really the chidush is Yetziat Mitzrayim, because that's when the Torah was given. Lachen amar, that's why it says in the pasuk, Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem, as we find it in different verses, specifically when it says, Ani Hashem Elokecha, asher hotzeticha me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem, your God, that took you out of Mitzrayim. And then we see that the first Dibra starts with Anochi Avaya Elokecha. Same idea. Asher hotzeticha. That's what it says in the first Dibrot. We're going to read it very soon. Anochi Avaya Elokecha, asher hotzeticha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Shezeu ha'ikar shehaya hatchilat haTorah. This is the main part, the beginning of the Torah was Yetziat Mitzrayim. Asher bishvila haya ikar. Bishvila haya ikar habriya. For the Torah, the world was created. If it wasn't for the Torah, Hashem doesn't need a world. V'hine HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaveh letfilatan shel tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a desire. He can't hold himself. He can't wait to hear the prayer of the tzadikim. V'lefamim Hashem yitbarach Baruch Hu gozer gzera kedei sheyitpalel la'tzadik ve'yevatla. And sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu is gonna will create a situation. Why? So a person will be under stress and pray. Here he says it in a different way. Sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu gozer gzera, he makes a decree. But in other words, to make it easier to on the ear, Kadosh Baruch Hu will create a situation, a bad situation, only for the person to pray. And when do you really pray? When there's a problem. When everything is going well, you don't really pray. You really pray only when there's stress. When the landlord is already knocking too many times. When the letters come in the mail, too many letters. That letters, you know, final notice. Yeah, no, those mails, you know those letters, final notice? So, you know, that's when you start praying, when you get that final notice before the electricity gets shut down, before whatever it is. I mean, listen, we're all either there or been there. So, nobody's different here. Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes puts on you pressure only for you to pray. He wants you to pray. Why? We just said that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaveh letfilatan shel tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a desire, the same way that we have a ta'ava, a desire for something. It can be food, can be money, can be marital relations, can be whatever it is. We have a ta'ava, we can't hold ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't hold himself, he can't wait, he just wants to hear the tefillah of the tzadik. And we mentioned already many times, that the Noam Elimelech refers to us when he says tzadik. The Zohar says, how could it be that Rivka didn't get pregnant for so long? I mean, this should be fresh in our mind. We only read it a couple of weeks ago. Rivka couldn't get pregnant. She was barren for many years. And finally, at some point, she tells to her husband, Yitzchak, listen, Habibi, I have been praying here for years. Can you also jump in? And then it says, of course, that when Yitzchak jumped in, then right away she got pregnant, Rashi says, because he's a tzaddik, of a son of a tzaddik. And Rivka wasn't answered because she's a tzaddiket, but a daughter of a rasha, of a wicked person. But nevertheless, the Zohar says the reason why Rivka didn't get pregnant, because when she would pray, all the barren women in the generation would get pregnant. Her prayer was so genuine and so powerful that literally every barren woman in the generation will get pregnant from her prayer. So Hashem says, what, I'm going to now make her have a baby? Then she's going to stop praying. All the ladies will stop, all the barren women will not have babies. More than that, the Kadosh Baruch Hu had such pleasure from hearing her prayer, he was like, okay, I'll push it a little bit more. So believe it or not, Hashem loves our prayers. And unfortunately, I don't know if to say unfortunately or fortunately, but nevertheless, sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu will create a situation only for you to pray. And why? So later on, he can also cancel the decree. Ve'vatla. And this is exactly what it means. Ve'zehu bo el paro. This is why the Torah says, come to paro, ki ani ichbadeti. Doesn't make sense, that verse, by the way, if you read it. Come to paro, because I've hardened his heart. So if you harden his heart, why do you need me to come there? Just send me the trip. I'll just sit at home and read. Why are you telling me, come to Paro, but because I have hardened his heart? It doesn't make much sense here. But, Shelo Yishlach et Yisrael, I have hardened his heart for him not to send the nation of Israel. V'ata tevatel zot. But you, Moshe, you are going to annul this decree. You with your prayer. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had such rachmanut, such mercy on Am Yisrael, that Hashem says, you go to Paro, I will harden his heart. Now let's see, you will pray and you'll be able to annul the decree. Basically saying, in other words, I mean, we want to learn practical things here. We're not learning here history. We want to learn practical things. I want to know right now how I'm getting out of my own pit. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, come to the problem right now, and now pray. And with your prayer, you're going to be able to annul the decree that I have put on you. Leman shiti ototai. In order for me to show all my otot, my signs that I'm going to do, all these supernatural acts, now everybody will see what I did. Rotze lomar, he wants to say, we said that yesterday, don't say ototai, my signs, my supernatural acts. Rather, otiyotai. Just add a few letters here and there. You just have to add the yud in the middle. If you read it as otot, ot is a supernatural sign, something that Hashem does, like we saw all the plagues. These are the otot. But add a yud in the beginning, in the middle, and it will become otiyotai, my letters. And Hashem says, I want you to see my letters. What are these letters that Hashem wants us to see? Otiyot shel Torah, the letters of the Torah. Now we just read from the Torah, Baruch Hashem, and then Zev, as mezakeh otanu, he lift up the Torah, and everybody's looking at the letters. Nobody knows what they're looking at, but they're looking. Everybody's pointing. What are you pointing at? I don't know, everybody's doing that. Why are you putting your finger up? I don't know, but everybody's doing that, so let's just also do it. But everybody's looking in the Torah, looking at the letters, because just by looking at the letters, the eyes are the gates of the soul. The soul looks at the world through the eyes, even though the eyes is just a piece of meat and some nerves there. Really what sees is the soul. But nevertheless, the eyes are the gate of the soul, and the soul sees. And the soul needs to get some nachat, to see some words, some letters of Torah. Just looking at the letters of the Torah is soothing for the neshama. That's why I always say, better to read one chapter of Tehillim in Hebrew than 50 in English. Because it's not the quantity, it's the quality of looking at the actual letters and also pronouncing the letters. That's why better to do a little bit in Hebrew than a lot in English. Because just the letters, just the shape of the letters, it's giving a lot of spiritual pleasure and nachat to the soul. The soul gets a lot of pleasure from that, especially looking in the Torah. I mean, there's many different reasons why we lift up the Torah, what we're looking at. One of the reasons when you're looking at the Torah, one needs to find letters of their name. But sometimes it's just by looking at the letters that the neshama gets soothed from that. But nevertheless, sorry, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I have hardened Paro's heart. This is equally to saying, I have placed a limitation on you, a gzera. I'm going to put you now in a problem. I made a decree that you're going to have a problem. This is equal to the words, I have hardened Paro's heart. Paro is the klipa. The klipa is the power that puts the strain on, or the stress. So Hashem has hardened Paro in our life, and he puts stress on us from many different places. Why? Because I want you to come to Paro, I want you to deal with the problem. I want you to go to the problem and to understand that the only thing that can override this problem is only Hashem. How? I want you to pray. How? What is that connected to the verse? Leman shiti et ototai. I want to show you miracles here. I want to show you supernatural acts. But if you add the letters that to the word ototai, it becomes ototai, it becomes otiyotai. I want you to come to the book. I want you to start praying and learning. Shiyeh be'etzetam in Mitzrayim, that while they leave Mitzrayim, what they get when they leave Mitzrayim? They get the Torah. Shehaya az hatchalat haTorah haKdusha. That was the beginning of the Holy Torah. The beginning of the Holy Torah is the beginning of going out of Mitzrayim. So to conclude, what he's saying here in a very simple way is that yes, life sometimes will throw a few challenges at you. Usually they'll come in pairs. Sometimes they'll come all four together, but only, yeah, or dozens. Yeah, usually it's dozens. When I said a pair, I meant pair of dozens, two dozens. So you know, we learned last week in the Zohar, how many hours are a day? How many hours are a day? 12. What? 12, not 24. In the day, there's only 12 hours. At night, there's 12 hours, making them together 24. But look in Sefer Bereshit. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the light and then created the darkness. So he says, for the light I'm going to call day, and for the darkness I'll call night. Vayi erev, vayi boker. And then he put them together, vayi erev, vayi boker, yom rishon, yom echad, one day. So really, in the day there's only 12 hours, and at night there's 12 hours. And we mentioned that during the day, 12 hours, every hour shines one combination of the letters of Hashem, of the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And at night, there are 12 combinations of the letters of the name of Hashem, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. A different combination of the letters. So, together they're forming 24. So it's when I said a pair, two dozens. So when problems come, they come in pairs. Dozen from here, dozen from here. But this is all for Hashem he wants to hear our prayers. Unfortunately, you know, we don't put much emphasis in for prayer. So today, unfortunately, we started late, so we had to pray. We had to put the gas down a little bit. Yeah, we had to run a little bit. I don't like that. You know, you miss words. You don't say the words the right way. Prayer, you have to pray benachat. You know, quietly, no rush. But mainly, our prayer has to have kavanah. Has to have the right intention. Unfortunately, that's the sad truth. We pray when there's pressure. When everything is good, we don't really pray. We just come to hang out. When there's a lot of problem, when there's strain, that's when you start saying Hashem. Suddenly you look up. It's like as if when there's a problem, the neck goes like that. Suddenly you look up to Shamayim. So we have to understand that a lot of the problems that we have to go through is just because Hashem wants our prayer. This is, in an indirect way, a message that you want to save yourself from problems, then make sure that the three times a day that you pray, pray with all your heart. And pray with the right kavanah, the right intention. And be on time for the minyan. And make sure you are in a minyan. And make sure that you're listening to the words of the chazan, of the Baal Tfilah for the repetition. This is a problem that most people, during the repetition, they're checking their emails, checking their WhatsApp, reading messages, whatever it is, or sometimes the Yetzer is going to come in a dress of a Hasid. They'll read Tehillim during Chazarat HaShatz. The reality is, the halacha is, you're not allowed to do anything. You have to listen very carefully for every word what the Shliach Tzibur says. And if you don't, then if he doesn't have enough people answering, he will say a bracha levatala. So if we're exactly 10, and one is not listening, then he's putting all the congregation under a problem, specifically the Chazan, because then he's saying blessings for vain. During Chazarat HaShatz, you have to literally listen. You should see once what the Balatanya says about the one who doesn't listen. Pass me the Siddur, I'll read for you for a second. This is, this is important to know. I know you don't want me to say that, because they'll put you now in trouble. But the Baal HaTanya one, this is what the Baal HaTanya says, כששליח ציבור חוזר התפילה יש לכל הקהל לשתוק. When the שליח ציבור is saying the repetition, the entire congregation has to shut up, to be quiet, and to have the intention to listen to the ברכות, and to answer amen. And if there is no 9 people who are answering, the Chazan is saying blessings for vain. Bracha levatala. ויש לגור באנשים שלומדים. You have to go completely scream at the person that learn. I'm not talking about the person who's checking the WhatsApp. That I learn while the shliach tzibur is talking. And he says, and then he says, לא יחסי... wait a minute. לא יסיח שיחת חולין בשעת ששליח ציבור חוזר התפילה. Don't talk. This is just if you're learning. And he says, if you're learning, לא יפה הם עושים. This is not a, this is not the way to do it. But if a person talks, a regular conversation while the שליח ציבור is talking, אם סך חוטא גדול הוא. He's a big sinner. ועוונו מנסו. The sin is so big, he's not going to be even able to hold the sin. And then he says here, and if a person talks while the shliach tzibur is saying chazarat hashatz, mar'eh be'atzmo she'en lo chelek be'elokei Yisrael. He's testifying on himself that he has no connection to the God of Israel. That's how severe the Baal HaTanya is holding that a person talking during chazarat hashatz. And anyways, it's a much, much more longer. We're not going to put too much stress on you in one shot. But the point is that a person, while he's praying, has to have the right intention. I mean, as it is, it's hard to have to concentrate. Your mind takes you to all sorts of different places. You know the story with the Baal Shem Tov. One time, he was praying in a minyan. It was a very small minyan. And after Tfilat Shmona Esre, he turns around to the guy next to him and tells him, Shalom Aleichem! Shalom Aleichem. I've been standing next to you for the last hour. He says, yeah, your body was standing next to me, but your mind, whoo, it goes all sorts of places, and now it came back. So I'm just telling you, Shalom Aleichem. So as it is, it's hard to concentrate on the prayer. So why bring more distractions into the prayer? Your phone, your, I don't know what, whatever it is. So if a person wants to prevent, so to say, these fake problems that Hashem just puts them in order for you to pray, that make sure that when it's time to pray, then pray with all your heart. Pray, make sure that when you come three times a day to the minyan, plus you pray Birkat Hamazon for eating bread, you should do it every day, and you should say Birkat Tvilat Kriyat Shema Lamita. You have five times a day that you have a prayer to say. And during these times, you have to have the right intention. Do it with being alert, focusing on the words. That will prevent a lot of the problems because Hashem just wants to hear us talk to Him. There's a story in the Zohar that there was once a king, and he made a deal with his kids, and every day they had to come to him, and he would support them financially. And every day they would come, sit, have a cup of tea. End of the meeting, he would write them a check, each one. He said, I'll support you financially. One of the kids was a wise kid, and he told his father, Father, why you write me every day a check? Just give me once a year one big check. I mean, you have money, you're the king. It's not that you don't have money in the bank account. Give me once a year a big check, and that's it. Every day you need to write a check. So the king says, if I'm going to give you once a year a check, I'm going to also see you once a year. That way, I give you every day a check, then I see you every day. Same thing here, Hashem also wants to see us every day. He wants to hear us. He wants us to pray from our heart. Praying from the Siddur, that's not how you pray. Your Siddur just guides you. You have to pray from your heart. And the words have to have meaning. And the sentences have to have meaning. And the actual requests have to have meaning. Exactly like you pray when you're under stress. Same thing here. So specifically, this pasuk that Moshe is told by Moshe by Hashem, come to Paro because I have hardened his heart, and I want you to continue trying. This is yesterday we mentioned that a person has to try and over and over and over, not to give up. But nevertheless, the verse is coming to teach us. Yeah, Hashem wants to hear your prayer. And when you have to deal with something that is negative, the prayer is the only thing that can actually reverse it. Bezrat Hashem, we have to take from that how important our prayers are, how important is the timing for the prayers, how to take it serious, that the prayer is my the time that I have a private time with Hashem. I always say the same example because Baruch Hashem, I'm a little bit busy during the day and during the night too, and during 24/7, so I don't see my kids much. So I make sure that every day one kid gets about 20 minutes of private time. And because all day long I'm answering emails, answering WhatsApps, questions, phone calls, running up, down, teaching, I don't have a minute. I see my wife in the hallway. Hi, hi, how are you? Good, good, who are you? You live here? Yeah, I'm your wife. Oh, okay, you looked familiar. And sometimes I bump to her in the street. Hey, I know you from somewhere. I saw you in my house the other day. You're friends with my wife, right? But I do make time that every kid gets a little bit of a private time. No distractions, nothing else. If you see me with one child in the street, don't approach. My kids can't stand it. They have a little bit of time with me, then somebody will come start talking with me. So nevertheless, we call it private time. And we do whatever they want. The two-year-old, I roll on the floor. The four-year-old, I help her do her puzzle, whatever she wants to do, with color, with beads, whatever it is. But each one gets a couple minutes of private time. And you know what? That's what Hashem wants from us. He wants just some private time. He says, you're busy all day long. You're working, you're running, you have all sorts of things. Give me a couple minutes. What am I asking? Just come and talk to me a couple minutes that I can hug you, that I can kiss you, that I can hear your voice. So we have to also give our father some private time. Zad Hashem should Mehmet take from that how important prayer is. I don't think a lot of people really internalize the importance of prayer, how it's a big part of our life, and it's what solves all the problems. By the way, is just praying. Zad Hashem, Hashem should always hear our prayers, and all our tefillot for the coming of Mashiach should be answered. Should see the revelation already very soon.